often wondered why that statement was made. Why you can't put new wine in old bottles. I come to find out that I said, look, here we got a glass jug or bottle. Why couldn't I put new wine in that and change the good old wine in it? But I find out that back in the days when Jesus was speaking of, the bottles wasn't made of glass. They didn't have the glass blowers in those days. And it was made out of an animal skin. And the animal skin had been tanned and was sewed up or tied up. And they put the wine and the water, the liquid, in a skin bottle. And then as that bottle becomes so old, until no wine in it or anything, it dried out. The animal oil of the skin left it. And then it got hard and stiff. And I see what Jesus meant then. If you put new wine, unfermented wine, into a bottle like that, and that new wine had life in it, and it went to working and fermenting, it would burst the bottle. And that's the way you take the baptism of the Holy Ghost and put it in an old dry form of cowhide. It'll blow up as sure as oil. You just can't have it like that. You try to place the baptism of the Holy Ghost with an old experience of some long, drawn-out church experience, it'll blow up sure as the world. But new wine, said Jesus, goes in new bottles. The new bottle has still the animal oil in the skins, and it's flexible. That's the way God's church must be for a revival. Flexible. You know, you could put the new wine, which represents the Word, put the new wine in an old bottle, and you read the Word, and it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The old bottle will blow up. I don't believe it. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is just as real today as it ever was. I don't believe it. And what do? You spoil both bottle and wine. You're casting pearls before swine. Your message is gone to pieces, and no one received it, and it just blown up, and that's all there is to it. But you get new bottles and put the new Holy Ghost wine into it, and the Word says it's working alive in the heart, and it says Jesus Christ the same yesterday and forever. The wine says Jesus is the same yesterday and forever. The new bottle said, Amen, such as I. Said Jesus Christ is wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. With his stripes we were healed. Just the same yesterday and forever, the new bottle said, Amen. It spreads out with new life. Both of them is kept and preserved. So you can't put new wine into old bottles. On the day of Pentecost, God had 120 brand new Pentecostal bottles sitting with their necks up. And when the Holy Spirit fell from heaven, it filled those bottles and they bounced all over the place, preaching the gospel to the known world, declaring that Jesus Christ was the same yesterday, today, and forever.